Last week, a Missouri grand jury decided not to indict police officer Darren Wilson. Questions remain about what happened between Wilson and unarmed teenager Michael Brown. Some people say video from a police body camera would have provided a little clarity, but Officer Wilson did not wear a body cam. This week, President Obama set aside $75 million for police body cameras. At the end of this year, a dozen Seattle police officers are expected to be wearing them. Nationally, the body camera industry is poised to make a fortune. Steve Ward is a former SWAT officer with the Seattle Police Department. In 2007, he founded the company VView. It manufactures body cameras. The company's based in Seattle. VView has already equipped more than 4,000 police agencies. Steve Ward says the devices are convenient for officers.
They're small pager size devices that just clip on your lapel or on the placket of your shirt or your pocket, and it just records what the police officer sees and what he does.
Is it always on? How is it triggered?
That's a big question. Everybody wants to know, can we turn them on so that they're on all day long? And the short answer to that is no. And the reason why is, you know, police officers are people. They've got lives. And, you know, they have lunch breaks. They talk to their spouses on the phone about what they're bringing home for dinner. And if they had that on, you know, for the entire shift, there's a lot of private things there that probably don't need to be recorded. So our cameras are meant to be directed by the officer when they engage in police activity. There's only one moving part. All they have to do is slide a lens cover down and it starts recording.
Is it possible for officers to tamper with something that is recorded that they don't want people to see?
Our cameras come with software that prevents any officer from editing, deleting, altering any video so that it's going to be admissible in court.
When you were a SWAT officer, did you wear a recording device?
You know, I didn't, but I wanted to. And oddly enough, or funnily enough, I had the idea for a body cam for police in 1997 when I was riding police mountain bikes downtown Seattle. That's when I had my aha moment. But it took 10 years for the technology to catch up with me.
What spurred that moment in your brain?
I wrote a story, a mountain biking article about some mountain bike training I had recently gone to. And the magazine sent a professional photographer to take some pictures. And he put a still camera around my neck with film, set it up to take a bunch of pictures every second. And I realized after riding with that camera around my neck that I made a video. And at the same time, in-car cameras were really starting to catch on. And I went, wait a minute. In-car cameras only capture about 5% of what a police officer does. I want to make a camera that captures 100%.
Why?
Because, you know, law enforcement is a very noble profession, but it's a very difficult profession. There's a lot of liability involved. And so I wanted to create the virtual win-win device. And what I mean by that is I wanted to create a device that would protect the police from unlawful accusations or false complaints and that kind of thing, reduce their liability. But at the same time, I wanted to create a device that the community could see what their police officers do.
I'm speaking with Steve Ward. He's the founder of VView, and it's a Seattle company that manufactures body cameras. How does wearing a body cam change the way both the officers and the civilians behave in any kind of interaction?
Yeah, you know, the old adage is that everybody behaves better on camera. I mean, we can go to our own social functions, and if somebody pulls out a phone and starts recording, we all kind of tense up. Everybody's that way. I mean, that's normal human behavior. But, you know, police, for the most part, they're out there day in, day out, doing very difficult jobs and doing things right. And so what's great about putting a body cam on is when the police tell the people they're dealing with it's being recorded, they behave better, and which is great. It just leads to much calmer incidents, less complaints, and just more transparency.
How might it have helped you in your job when you were on the streets?
Oh, countless ways. I can't tell you. You know, most court testimony today is a lot of he said, she said. You know, complaints come down to he said, she said. If I would have had a camera and I wanted one back then, it would have changed my career dramatically just because I could have solved those he said, she said. Every police officer in just routine duty, you know, you're arresting people, you're stopping people. People complain, whether it's warranted or not. And it's just that difficult of a job.
Have you heard of any civilians worrying about, you know, their right to privacy being invaded if they're on camera in some sort of altercation with the police?
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. And, you know, quite frankly, here in Washington anyway, and in many other states, the Supreme Court has ruled that there is no privacy expectation between a uniformed police officer and a citizen. And that makes sense, though, because could you imagine a citizen coming up to a uniformed cop saying, hey, I've got a kilo of cocaine in my car, but that's private. You can't tell anybody? It doesn't work that way. There's no privacy expectation.
Even in your home.
Even in your home. If a police officer is in uniform and lawfully where they are, there is no expectation of privacy. So there's absolutely none.
Steve Ward's a former Seattle police officer and the founder of VView, a Seattle company that makes body cameras for police officers. We wanted to know if you'd had any interactions or thoughts about body cams. Matt from Edmonds called us to say body cameras can help, but they're not a fix. After all, Matt says bystanders had their cameras out when Staten Island police put Eric Garner in a chokehold.
You know, every cop that was there knew that they were being filmed, and he was still choked to death for what really amounted to just tax evasion, selling cigarettes without paying taxes. We need to change culture.
What do you think about police and body cameras? Email us, record@kuow.org.